Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to Local Matters. I'm your host, Dwight Henry, along with Pastor Ron Allen. And Pastor Ron, we are here again.
Amen. Boy, what a great day to be alive.
Absolutely. Revved and ready.
There
and,
you go.
You know, I'm pretty energized most of the time when we come in the studio.
Yeah.
But when we leave the studio, man, I'm ready to go.
Man.
I'm ready to go after Moby Dick in a rowboat and take the tartar sauce with me, man.
Amen. We get fired up, don't we, Dwight?
Absolutely. And you can't meditate the word and talk. I mean, Paul told Timothy, stir up the gift that's inside. I mean, when you start thinking about the word of God, reading the word of God, talking about the word of God, stirring it up in your life, it is impossible to do that and be depressed and down and in the mulling groups all at the same time.
Let me say this, Dwight, and an addendum to that. If you do it with the attitude of light and life rather than religion,
yeah.
You know, if it used to, I'd read the book, and, man, it would bore the tears out of me.
Yeah.
But now it's
with the
like,
two so forth,
yeah,
or whatever, yeah.
But now, because you look at it, you know, Jesus read the same Bible that the Pharisees did. Had a completely different concept of life and ministry and love toward people. The Pharisees were a bunch of religious biddies that made life horrible for people. Jesus came along and began to set the captives free, begin to declare who he was, begin to be bold and raise the dead, heal the sick, and feed 5,000.
That's right.
And the Pharisees were having a fit because of it.
Yeah.
But see, if you're looking at this book, and that's the way we're looking at it when we come into these programs, we're looking at this book as it's a book of life. There's life here. There's hope. There's peace. There's joy. There's revelation. There's insight. There's concepts. There's ideas that come forth out of this to make life more livable and more enjoyable. So,
and you know, it says all scripture is given. It's
yes.
a gift by the inspiration of God and is profitable. And then it goes on
yes.
to tell us what it's profitable for. So in other words, this word has got God's life in it, got
mm-hmm.
God's breath in it, and it's for profit.
Yes.
It's not a not-for-profit. This is for profit. This is to profit us on every level of life, spiritually, physically,
yeah.
emotionally, socially,
yes.
financially,
mm-hmm.
and every other
every
way.
Area.
Every other way. And
yeah.
that's why he gave it to us. And, of course, as we've talked about before, the primary figure in the Bible is God.
Mm-hmm.
It's what, and there's lots of compelling figures in the Bible, but basically it's about God, what God did for them and through them and sometimes in spite of them,
mm-hmm.
but it's about him. And the primary theme in these 66 books is the redemption of mankind, bringing mankind back into the family of God so that they could experience a life that he talks about.
Hallelujah.
I mean, he's for us and not against us. My pastor says that all the time.
And, you know, Dwight, we've been walking this for years, at least 40 years between us. I tell you what, just as a practical witness, not preacher, not nothing, even if Jesus wasn't real, I'd live this book because it works.
Yeah,
it
really.
Brings life. It brings hope. It brings, it gives you vision. It gives you a reason, a purpose to live. And so we're looking at these I am statements and Jesus, you know, we've been looking at these for the last few weeks and he made the statement, I am the way, the truth, and the life. He said, no man comes unto the Father but by me. And what he's saying there is there's life emanating from the Father. There's life flowing from the Father. The Father is light, and he's life, and he's hope. And he says, through me, through his sacrifice, you can remove the condemnation in your life, and you can approach the Father with confidence and boldness to receive that life.
Yeah.
It, you know, Hebrews 4:16, I believe it is, says, come boldly to the throne of grace. He didn't say it was a throne of condemnation.
No.
He said, come boldly to the throne of grace that you might receive grace and mercy to help in a time of need. And to me, that's every day, Dwight. I need him every day. I need this grace flow. I need this grace flowing from him to my life to ease the burdens. Jesus said, come unto me and learn of me, for my yoke is easy. My burden is light. I like light and easy. You know,
and I will give you rest.
Yeah, and he said, I'll give you rest. And so when we think about coming to him, when we think about I am the way, the truth, and the life, we have to see that he is. He wasn't kidding. I mean, there's true life here. There's truth here. There's something we can get a hold of that will will sustain us, and not only sustain us, but make life worth living.
Absolutely. And we have been, as you said, Pastor Ron, looking at these seven I am statements that Jesus made about himself in the book of John. And we read that verse last week from John 20:31. It said, "But these things are written that you might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing you might have life through his name." In other words, John saying, the reason I put this down, the Holy Spirit inspired me, is because if you read what I've written here, you could only come to one conclusion.
Yep.
Jesus was the Son of God. He was God on the earth. And one of those I am statements that he made, basically he was declaring his lordship, that he was God. And I love what you mentioned last week. You know, we need to take those things. And it's good to know that he said them, and there's some power in that, but we can transfer that to our life.
If we have,
not because of we believe his completed work applies to our life, we believed in our heart, we confess with our mouth, we have the same access to God that Jesus does. We are joint heirs. If we're an heir, we're going to get something. If we're joint with Jesus, I mean, man, that's like you know, being Sam Walton's brother or better, you
praise
know, joint
God,
heirs.
Yes.
So we've got the same access. Jesus is our righteousness. He's our strength. He's our peace. And that's what he was saying. And it has all these statements, or they are about him, of course, but basically the extended reason for talking about that is what it means to us today on this earth, walking our life.
And hopefully, you know, hopefully our listeners, people don't have this attitude that God is stiff-arming you.
Yeah.
You know, God is not, Jesus is saying, come to me. Come to me if you're labored, if you're heavy laden, if you're loaded down. Come to me, and he said, and learn of me, for my yoke is easy, my burden is light. I'll give you rest. And, you know, Dwight, but religion has this idea, well, let's kick them out.
Yeah, that's right. They don't do it like us.
Yeah, if they've been married or divorced or if they've had a problem with whatever, let's kick them out. And you know, me and one of our pastors at church were talking about in our past being a part of different ministries maybe that would kick people out. And it's just, you look back on that and you think, man, how in the world? Jesus never kicked anybody out. I mean, he never even, Judas ran away. He didn't even kick him out. You know, he ran off. So, you know, here, and when you look at Jesus, Jesus was always saying, hey, it's just as simple as coming. It's just as simple as talking to me. Your problem, let me tell you something. Don't let the devil magnify your problem to make you think there's no way of escape. I don't care how big it is. I don't care what you're dealing with. You know, you may be thinking about suicide. Don't go down that pathway. Good night. Forget it. Go to the Lord. Talk with him about it. Get that burden off of you. Let him show you way. He's not trying to run you off. He's not trying to make life hard on you. And good night, he doesn't want you to take your life. He wants you to live life in him because you do have something. You were created for a purpose. There are people that will depend on you, that need you. If you're so depressed, you're in a dark place and you're locked yourself away from people, get out of that pit.
Yeah.
Come out and realize it's not about you. Your failure is not the biggest failure in the world. Your mistake is not bigger than God's ability to cover it.
Yeah.
You know, realize that Jesus is on your side and he's saying, come because I am the way, the truth, and the life.
And I will give you rest.
Yes.
I will give you rest. And by the way, we're happy to have you with us this afternoon. This is Local Matters. I'm your host, Dwight Henry, along with Pastor Ron Allen of Living Hope Church. We're looking at the I am statements that Jesus made about himself, and we're walking through this one where he said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. And, you know, I think it was Pastor Ron, it was you that I heard say first, and I've stole it from you, used it many times. I'm claiming credit for it now. But I love it when Jesus says, I'm the truth. And, you know, there are a lot of facts that happen to us, or bad things that happen to us sometimes are facts. Mm-hmm. Needs are facts. Sometimes sickness is a fact. Mm-hmm. Financial needs are fact. Broken relationships are fact. Those things are fact. We're not denying fact. So we're not denying that these things exist. No, that's not happening. It happens. Sometimes things I brought on myself because of bad decisions, because of sin. Sometimes there are things that I had no control over. But I'm learning that the truth of God, the truth of God embedded in my heart, is bigger than any fact in my life. You know, faith changes reality. Faith doesn't deny reality.
Right.
It changes reality.
And, you know, somebody listening to us, Dwight, might be facing the biggest problem they've ever faced in their life, but I've got some good news for you. God's bigger than your biggest mistake.
Yeah.
You know, you might have created a problem. We've all been to that place where we've created problems, but God is bigger. The truth is, God is bigger than your problem. Will you be prideful and say, I'm going to sweep God out. I can handle this myself. I'll take this load, this burden myself. Are we humble yourself and say, Lord, I can't handle this. This is too big for me. Well, Jesus say, well, hey, learn of me. Let me show you a way out of this. Let me show you some wisdom here. Let me show you some favor. Let me show you how to get out of this mess you've created, but I'm here to help you get out of it. He's just that way. He is the way, Dwight, but he's just that way also. He's better. I mean, he's better than life, you know, and he's good and he cares about us. And when he says, I am the way, the truth, and the life, we don't deny reality. Faith does not deny reality. Faith begins to change reality.
Yeah.
Faith will begin to look at that situation, that truth, right, that fact or whatever, right in the face and say, wait, this is the truth. There's an issue here. These are facts that I'm dealing with. I'm not denying the fact that I made this mistake. I'm not denying the fact that I'm not blaming someone else. I'm not shifting to blame here. I'm realizing this mistake. But Lord, I'm also in that same breath realizing you are greater than this.
Yeah.
You're able to deliver. Your word says you have delivered, you do deliver, and you yet will deliver. Your word says you are my rock, you're my fortress, you're my deliverer. Your word says you're my peace. Your word says you're present. Your word says you're my shepherd. Your word says you're my healer. Your word says that you are my righteousness. So, Lord, I'm going to look more to you than I am to me. I'm what got me into this mess, and I can't keep looking to me and expecting me to get me out of it.
Yeah.
I've got to look to you because you are the way out of this. You are the truth out of this.
Hang on. We're back in a moment. This is Local Matters.
What's so important about shopping with locally owned businesses?
When you shop local, your hard-earned dollars stay here in the community, helping to benefit your friends and neighbors, local schools, roads, and all aspects of community life.
But what happens to my money if I spend it online or at a national chain store?
In most cases, the profits go far away, out of state, corporate headquarters, or even overseas.
It doesn't take any extra effort to shop local. OfficeMart on South Jefferson and Cookeville is your locally owned office furniture and supply store. For over 35 years, they've been proud to serve businesses in the Upper Cumberland with quality and value. You get real customer service, too. And unlike shopping online, you can actually see and try out the large inventory of office furniture in their showroom. And when it's delivered, it's not a box on your step. They're glad to install and set up everything. OfficeMart. There's no other locally owned office store in the region. South Jefferson Avenue across from Hardee's. Shop local at OfficeMart.
Hey, we're back on Local Matters. I'm your host, Dwight Henry, along with Pastor Ron Allen of Living Hope Church. We're talking about the central figure in human history, Jesus Christ, the Son of God. We're talking about the book of John specifically, and inside that book, we've been looking at for a few weeks now what Jesus had to say about himself when he made those, what we call the I Am statements. And in those I Am statements, he was basically telling the world who he was. He was God on earth. He'd come to teach us to redeem mankind, to make it possible for mankind through his completed work to have a relationship with God. And we've walked through many of those I Am statements. And I love the way, Pastor Ron, you did last week in particular. You said those I Am statements are not just about Jesus saying them about himself, although all of them are true, and that's who he is. But he's now, you be the extension of who I am. And I think I said this last week, if he am, we am.
Amen.
You know, if he said, now I'm taking these things and I'm extending them to you so that you can be a joint heir with me and you can come to the throne of grace and mercy in time of need boldly as a family member and expect me to hear your prayers and meet your needs.
And Dwight, you know, one of the keys, now this is a very important key, so everybody listen real carefully. To be a part of this, you have to accept Christ into your life.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, it's like, we're not humanists. Humanists say we are in all of ourselves. We're not saying that, no. But in Christ, in the way you receive him, don't complicate this. You'll never be good enough. You can never perform enough to receive him. It's by faith. You simply decree that Jesus is your Lord. You say, Jesus, you're the Lord of my life. I receive you into my heart. I believe that God raised you from the dead for me. Well, when you make that statement and you say, Jesus, you're my Lord, I receive you into my heart and God raised you from the dead, what you're saying is, I am identifying and connecting with life in you, not life in all these circumstances, not life in all these facts, not life in all these problems, but Lord, I'm identifying with life in you. You are the way, you are the truth, you are the life. There's none other but you. So Lord, I'm going to humble myself and I'm going to come to you and I'm going to say, I've got this mess in my life, but Lord, you're bigger than this mess. So I'm looking to you to give me wisdom, to show me the steps. It's not abracadabra. If you're in a mess today, you're probably going to be in a little bit of mess tomorrow too.
Yeah.
It's not a wave of magic wand. It's wisdom daily walking that step out. I'm not saying you couldn't get a miracle. You may get a miracle, but I'm just saying daily walking this out with him to have that wisdom and that light is what we're all looking for. That's what we all need. And that's the key to this, Dwight, is acknowledging, receiving, accepting Jesus as your Lord and Savior, accepting him into your heart, doing that as simple as a child, get past all your messes, all your stuff, just say, Lord, I'm receiving you into my life right now. Do that wherever you are right now. Just do that right now and watch him begin to turn your heart around.
Pastor Ron, I was talking to a man the other day, and that's the first time I'd met the man. And I had an opportunity to witness and share with him. And I said, have you ever reached a point in your time in your life where you've asked God to forgive your sins, you've believed in your heart, confessed with mouth? And he said, yeah, I've done that. He said, but I don't feel like God heard me.
Mm.
Mm. He said, I don't feel like God heard me. And so I just basically kind of backed up and shared with him a lesson that I learned years ago. And I said, well, you know, the Bible says that God loves you. God loves the world. The Bible says we're all sinners. The Bible says that the wages of sin is death, but the good news, separation from God forever. But the good news is Jesus has done all the hard work, the gift of God's eternal life through Jesus Christ, our Lord. The Bible says that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us.
Amen.
He died for you. He's done all the hard work. Mm-hmm. He really has. And the Bible says, he who calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Now, that's what the Bible says. Now, if you've done that genuinely, you believed in your heart, you confessed with your mouth,
mm-hmm.
and that's what you do. If you've done that and you meant business and you did that genuinely, then what are you going to believe?
Yeah.
Are you going to believe what the Word says? Or are you going to believe what you mm-hmm. said, I don't feel like he heard me.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the Bible says he heard you.
Yep.
So you got to get, your feelings are going to change, but the Word of God does not change.
See, Dwight, that's when Jesus is saying, I'm the way, the truth, and the life.
Yeah.
Well, what you just said was the truth.
Yeah.
Now, our feelings are subject to change.
Yeah.
Our feelings may not be identifying with the truth at the moment, but we have to decide, okay, I'm going to believe what Jesus, his word said, is the truth. And everything you just said was the truth,
yeah.
is the word of God. And so we have to say, okay, my feelings may be one way or the other, but Lord, your word says this. I'm going with your word above my feelings because my feelings change like the weather.
That's right.
And your yeah. word is always the same. It's the same yesterday, today, and forever. So I'm going to go with your word. And that's the key here to why, for us to experience Jesus as I am the way, the truth, and the life. And, you know, we've talked quite a bit about the way and the truth, but we've not really got over into the life. That word life there is the word Zoe, and basically that is absolute life. It's
yeah.
it's a good kind of life. It's a life of enjoying life in spite of circumstances. It's a key that you'll see people that struggle with everything in life being able to continue in their life and enjoy their life. Why? Because they're not looking to other people, other situations to sustain their life. They're looking to the Lord to sustain their life. You know, you heard the old song, I can't live if living without you.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? We've got to get to the place that we can't live. We can go on because people can become so codependent on other people to sustain their life. Life is not sustained by our mate.
No.
Life is not sustained by our job. Life is not sustained by our business. Life is not sustained by our identity. When we come to the conclusion, Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life, then we begin to see, wait, the real source of life is from him.
Yeah.
If I'm allowing him to sustain me, then I'm going to have life to put into every one of these marriages, business, all the circumstances. I can have that life flowing through me
yeah.
from him to sustain my life and make my life enjoyable.
And to have that life slosh out, as
yeah.
I like to say, on other people.
Amen.
You're going to slosh out on other folks. That
yeah.
life that's in you, and it's up to them as how they react to it, whether they accept it or how they receive
yes.
it. But you can't live that way and not show up.
That's right.
And not make a difference in the lives of other people.
Wow.
It really did. We've got one more. By the way, thank you for being with us this afternoon. This is Local Matters. I'm your host, Dwight Henry, along with Pastor Ron Allen. We're looking at the book of John and those seven I am statements. We've been there for the last few shows. The last one we want to touch on here in the few minutes we got in this particular show, Pastor Ron, is where Jesus said in John 15, starts in verse 1, goes through 5, he said, I am the true vine.
Wow.
I am. He said, Jesus said, I'm the true vine. Well, if there's a true vine, there evidently might be a false vine.
Mm-hmm.
But what does it mean when Jesus says he's the vine and he's the true vine?
Well, that's exactly what I was saying there. You know, Dwight, you cannot find a cluster of grapes without them growing on a vine.
Yeah.
That life is produced from the vine and flows out into the grapes. Like you were saying earlier, you know, you slosh out.
Yeah.
Well, if you could use the analogy, the life coming through that vine is out in the grape. We put the grape in our mouth. We enjoy the life that sloshed out of that vine onto the grape in our mouths. And so if we are abiding in the true vine, see, there is no other vine for life. It doesn't come through identity of your political persuasion, or it doesn't come through your identity as your education or your financial background or whatever. It comes through abiding in this true vine, because we've all basically, hopefully, lived long enough to realize these other things can change. A mate can leave you. A job can drop you. Your education can fail you. Politicians obviously fail us. You know, it's like,
no. We Say it ain't true. Yeah.
And so we come to this place to realize that life is so fragile. But if we are abiding in the true vine,
yeah,
and letting that life flow through us. And he said, I'm the true vine and my Father is the husbandman, meaning that the Father cares for that vine. He cares for the life that's flowing through that vine. And our Father, Dwight, I could spend forever on how good our Father is to us. But Jesus said, I am the true vine. If we can learn that, that's sometimes a hard lesson to learn, because we look to everything else to sustain us. But if we can look to the true vine, we will find that life.
And drawing life from that.
Yes.
I mean, drawing Zoe, the God, he said, have the God kind of life. And that does include eternal life, spending eternity in his presence in heaven. But there's a whole lot of here and now benefits, too, that for years, because I had not renewed my mind with this, I didn't know about. In fact, how did it get? We've got about 3 or 4 minutes left. Embedded in folks' thoughts out there, and even in the body of Christ, is this image of somehow as if, you know, don't you know, Brother Ron, that God chastises those he loves, and if he doesn't chastise you, you're a bastard. Mm-hmm. That's what the word says. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, and that means if God doesn't give you double pneumonia or kill your dog or take your job or cause your child to have a problem, you know, that's the way God, and that word doesn't mean that at all. Mm-hmm. It means we're new creatures in Christ Jesus. The Bible says we're temples of the Holy Spirit. So spiritually, we don't have any problems. Our spirit's been recreated. Mm-hmm. And so when I do something that I know I shouldn't do, or say something that I know I shouldn't say, or don't do something that I know I should, it's not that God's going to, you know, break my knee to teach me a lesson. Mm-hmm. I mean, no, it's that word chastise means it's like a little pricking of the spirit. Your new man is offended. Mm-hmm. You go, ooh, that's not who I am anymore. Ooh, mm-hmm. I need to listen to that. Doesn't beat you up about it, but that word chastise doesn't mean give you double pneumonia. Right. It means your new spirit is offended to the point where you know you want to do what you're supposed to and not do what you don't need to be doing. That's what that. Yeah. But that image is out there.
That double pneumonia is not flowing through that vine.
Yeah.
Double pneumonia, car wrecks, cancer, sickness and disease, poverty is not coming from the vine from heaven.
Yeah.
Jesus said, he prayed, Father, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And we've all sang those songs when we all get to heaven, you know, the sweet by and by. No more tears, no more sorrow. Well, Jesus said, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven, Dwight. And that is when we are attached to the heavenly vine and letting that life flow through us, that we experience that. And when we, through the act of our own will, emotions, our soul, our feelings, we choose and do something contrary to that life. That's where that quickening or chastening of our spirit comes in, where the Lord, it's like grieves your heart. Beth calls it a claw. You know, you get a claw in your heart or something. That's the chastening of the Lord. And I pray that I never, ever, ever get insensitive to that.
Yeah.
I want to be sensitive to his chastening. His chastening is not car wrecks. His chastening is not taking a mother from a family in early life. His chastening is not killing somebody with cancer. The scripture says Satan is a thief and he comes to steal, kill, and destroy. If there's anything that's killing and destroying, that's Satan.
Yeah.
He said Jesus came to give us life and give it to us more abundantly. I don't know and understand why all of these things may happen to people. It doesn't mean they're bad people at all. I don't know and understand all I need to know about that, but I know and have concluded that God is not the author of confusion. God is not bringing that life, is not that type of situations cannot be flowing from the heavenly vine. When we're connected to the heavenly vine, we're going to bear fruit like the old grapes, you know, we're going to bear fruit that life is flowing through that vine, the true vine. All of these religious situations, sometimes people get in that will say things like that. is just that. It's religious tradition. But when you really get into the Word of God, you really begin to see the heart of God in regard to giving us life and life abundantly.
One thing we can learn from these I Am statements is God is for us.
Yes.
He's, as the Old Testament says, He is for our good always.
Yep.
And that we are complete in Him,
yeah,
both for eternity and for now.
Mm.
This has been rich,
boy,
my friend.
It's been so rich, Dwight.
Ooh, can't wait to pick up another topic next time.
That's right.
So happy to have had you with us, and we invite you to join us next week, same time, right here for Local Matters.